House Bill 1210, an act to exempt certain contract services for sales and use taxes.
House Bill 1210, having had second reading, is now for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Excuse me. How about a second first? Second. Now, House Bill 1210, having had second reading, is now for final consideration. Are there any remarks, Senator Hansen?
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, this legislation will hopefully become quite logical when you think along with me for a moment. Imagine a fairly large cooperative such as South Dakota Wheat Growers, which I assume you're all familiar with. They may have on their staff an agronomist or an entomologist. These specialists are paid out of their accounts in similar manner to the way secretaries and truck drivers are paid. Those payments are not subject to the generation of any sales or use taxes. Now think of two or three small cooperatives. None of them are large enough to justify the use of an agronomist or an entomologist individually. But they decide that the three of them can justify such a specialist. They find that in order to best maintain an accounting for the sharing of the expenses, it would be wise to form a small company structure, such as a limited liability company, which is owned and controlled by the participating cooperatives. However, in so doing, they now incur tax liability even though they are doing the exact same thing as the first cooperative is doing. This bill seeks to eliminate the tax liability on such a cooperative arrangement. Section 1 employs this provision with regard to the collection of sales tax. Section 2 employs this provision with regard to the collection of use tax. There are also instances in the case of some small communities where they find that there are some opportunities to branch out into some industrial development that they can join hands. And again, these are some opportunities that are really doing nothing that they wouldn't do if they were operating individually. But since they're not large enough to be able to operate individually, they can collectively do the things that are beneficial. So I'd encourage you to vote yes on House Bill 1210. Thank you.
Are there further remarks? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know that I have any particular problem, once again, with House Bill 1210. I think I'll probably vote for it. The concept it has is makes sense, as Senator Hansen has explained it. But this is the second bill on our calendar. We just passed on the consent calendar an exemption for pesticides for agricultural use. And this is the second agricultural exemption type bill that we have today. We had two yesterday, and that sort of inspired me to take a look at what we've sent out of the Senate Taxation Committee this year. We've had a total of 20 bills that have come out of Senate taxation. 21 bills. One of those was the owner-occupied vacation home issue, which we talked about. Five related to streamlined sales tax. Four related to procedural and regulatory type things. One exempted amateur sports officials. One exempted services for governmental associations like the Southeast Council of Governments. And then we had nine bills that were all designed to either exempt agricultural products or inputs from sales and use tax or to reduce the property taxes paid by agriculture in one form or another. I could read you off the numbers of those bills, but I think that that would probably be more time than on a Saturday would be appropriate. But again, we did 9 out of 21 bills directly relating to lessening the tax burden in one way or another on agriculture, and zero, unless you're willing to count CCOG as a urban city beneficial bill. Again, we're way out of balance, and I just wanted to draw that to your attention. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Lentz.
Mr. President, have a question of the senator from Sioux Falls.
State your question.
How many of those 9 bills passed the Senate?
Senator Knutson, would you care to answer that question?
Yes, I believe all but Senate Bill 3 passed.
Senator Lentz, you have the floor. Further remarks? Are there any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1210. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Broderick.
No.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwald.
Aye.
Dunnifin.
No.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly. Klocek.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
No.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken. McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
No.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson. Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two bulls.
Why don't you turn the mic off on your phone?
Mr. President. Ayes 27, nays 6, excused 2.
House Bill 1210, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.